The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain. When he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel passage for today, so-called Beatitude. Of this passage, Luther said, it's the devil's masterpiece. Luther's odd statement is descriptive how people twist Jesus' words here into something he never meant to say. They suck poison out of this beautiful rose, Luther continued. Now, whatever could Luther be talking about? Well, the answer is the incurable tendency to turn this passage into a method of becoming righteous or staying righteous. It's the desire to make Jesus' words into a prescription for salvation. We see this when Christians become social justice warriors, among other things, thinking that because the poor and hurting and lowly and hungry are in misery, Jesus' intent is for true Christians to join them in suffering and work hard to usher in the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. This is not what Jesus is teaching in this passage. Quite the opposite, actually. To properly understand Jesus here, we must pay particular attention to whom he is talking. The disciples were the recipients of his teaching here, not the crowds. The 12 were already the recipients of the gospel promise before Jesus gave them the Beatitude. They were righteous because Jesus had proclaimed to them the forgiveness of their sin and given them eternal life apart from anything they had done or avoided doing. That's important because this means the Beatitudes aren't a prescription for righteousness by work given to the masses out there. They are not a new law given by Jesus that if followed will make a person holy or holier. Well, what then are they? The Beatitudes are a description of life for one made right with God by the gospel promise. They describe the Christian's experience of life in contrast to the promise of Christ. And Christ knows we need to hear his words because all too often life is the exact opposite of what we think it ought to be for God's children. When our sin is ever before us and who we are and what we've done and left undone weighs in our conscience, it's not hard to feel poor in spirit. And to our experience of this, Jesus promises we are blessed because he's given us the kingdom of heaven. Live long in this world and you will mourn and wonder where God is and if he even cares. To our experience, Jesus promises that we will be comforted because nothing can separate us from his mercy. That we are not in control of much, if anything, in this world causes us to meekly wonder if God is going to care for us. Contrast to our meekness Jesus promises that we will have our needs met in God's timing and in God's way. In the midst of things we cannot understand, how we long to feel the faith that makes us righteous, and to that experience, Jesus promises we will be satisfied. Our experience in life is that most people don't care about the gospel, and they will not like people who speak its truth. Indeed, those who speak Christ's truth will be hated and reviled and persecuted. Nevertheless, evil cannot take the gospel away from us, and great will be our reward when we too are gathered with all the saints around our Savior in heaven. Jesus tells us that because we have received God's mercy, we will be merciful. He tells us because we are God's children, the gospel we proclaim will bring peace. The bottom line is this: Christ has acted. He has given us the gospel and made us His children. And no matter what life does to us, no matter what our experience tells us, God is both able and willing to His promise. This is His promise that I give you once again by His authority. Blessed. Blessed are you, for you are forgiven without condition by the Father for Christ's sake. Amen.